It's a well-known and much-explored theory that keeping mentally and physically active is beneficial to older adults. Not only that, engagement in the arts can have a transformative effect on the elderly. We're exploring that idea today on KSMU's Sense of Community Reports. I've just arrived at Springfield's Southside Senior Center at Fremont and Seminole, just south of the Mercy Hospital complex. Things are about to get a lot livelier as I meet up with Phyllis Frick, who directs a local theater program for senior citizens called Seniors as Stars. Phyllis is a Lebanon native who spent nearly 20 years in New York City performing on Broadway in the chorus and some small parts, as well as participating in 5 national tours in shows such as Little Abner, Carnival, and The Boys from Syracuse.
And also worked at Copacabana and also at Radio City. So it was a great time for me. I enjoyed it. I met a lot of interesting and some very well-known people. My professional name was Phyllis Ford.
Phyllis later moved to Tulsa to open a performing arts studio there, which she ran for nearly a decade.
After that, my parents needed me in Lebanon, Missouri, where I went to high school. So I decided to move back to Springfield, and while I was there, I decided to go ahead and get my master's degree in theater and dance.
That was in 2002. MSU theater and dance faculty suggested the idea of working with senior citizens too, Phyllis.
And while I was at MSU getting my master's degree, this was my senior project, the Seniors as Stars program. Wizard of Oz was our first production, and everyone seemed to enjoy doing it so much that we've just kept right on doing it all these years. I knew that, you know, that I was not ready to continue competition with the professionals, and I wanted something that was more laid back and that I could have fun with.
Phyllis Frick and her group of seniors, recruited right there at the Senior Center, performed Wizard of Oz in retirement homes, churches, and middle schools around the area, and 12 weeks has turned into 12 years. She and her current troupe do more than 20 shows a year around the area. Phyllis says that due to the demands of learning, memorizing, and rehearsing the songs and skits, there's been quite a bit of turnover within the group, but some performers have stayed with it as long as 7 to 10 years. Well, let's meet some of the Seniors as Stars troupe.
I guess I'm the old hand here.
Okay, your name is?
I'm Shirley Ryan, and I read it in the little newsletter they put out every month here about an acting group, and I thought, I'll see what that is, and she put me right to work. So not only am I Big Ham, but I just enjoy everybody I work with. And we have a lot of fun, and everybody gets along great, and what more can you ask?
I am Jane Fast, and I'm a former foreign language teacher. And as a teacher, you're pretty much on stage, so this is just a continuation of that, and I love it. We have great fun.
My name is Barbara Ann Nowak, and I met Phyllis at the Christian Science Church. She's the first reader there, and she told me about Seniors as Stars, and I had been the queen of karaoke for many years, and I've been on stage a lot in Vegas and Chicago, and I thought, I'll try it. So it's something brand new. I'm 67 years old, and I just, I really enjoyed it.
My name is Rick Allwart. I've been in this group for 3 years, and I learned about it through an announcement on KSMU on their Friday morning What's Going On About Town. I've always been partial to being on stage in high school, in college, in community theater. This is great in part because it's theater, and in part because I get to associate with all these wonderful ladies.
We'll leave you with a little flavor of the current Seniors as Stars skit, which they just performed at Millwood Country Club, a spoof of daytime television as one might experience it by flipping from channel to channel, from a cooking show to a show about pets to a gardening show and a dating show hosted by Miss Piggy.
To your bowl of cheese filling. And another nice touch is a dash of white pepper. Now mix this well and then
drag it all over the yard. To prevent this, you must be sure the lid is on tight. Otherwise, our dog might dig out something pretty awful.
To give to your lady friend, a woman always appreciates a little surprise gift. So hand this to her and imagine her delight when she opens it and finds
something damp and disgusting.
Now, compost may seem that way to you, but your garden will just love it.
Well, I hope you get the idea. You can hear much more of the daytime TV skit at KSMU.org. And if you'd like to find out more about Seniors as Stars, contact Phyllis Frick at 869-5281, email pafrickstar7@gmail.com, or check with the Southside Senior Center in Springfield. For KSMU, I'm Randy Stewart. Here's a more extended excerpt from the Seniors as Stars daytime TV skit.
Daytime television, pretty dismal stuff. Soap operas, talk shows, old reruns and cartoons and quiz shows. Well, what I want to know is whatever happened to culture and education? Well, today I was surfing around the TV channels and came across four different programs that sounded kind of interesting and informative. But they all came on at the same time, so I had to keep flipping back and forth among all four channels, and this is what I heard.
Hi there, folks. This is Fit to be Fried, your favorite cooking show. I'm Frances Fondue, here to tell you how to prepare a wonderful company dinner.
Welcome to your pet department, the show that's all about our furry friends. I am Bobby Bassett, your pet vet. Today's topic is how to break your pets of bad habits.
Well, hello. You've tuned into Dirt, D-I-R-T, your gardening show, and I am Mary Contrary. We will talk first today about creating a compost heap. This is really wonderful stuff for your garden, and so easy to put together, I'm going to tell you how.
We're back with you today on the dating scene. I'm Miss Piggy with dating tips for you guys from a woman's point of view. Now, women love flowers, so when you go to pick her up for dinner, be sure to bring her a lovely bouquet of
rotting leaves and old glass clippings. Keep turning these over in your compost pile so it will decompose evenly and make all this goopy, smelly
salad for your first course. This will absolutely amaze your guests, but allow them only one small serving because there is so much more food coming up.
All over the floor. Now, you don't want your puppy to do this, so be sure to put down a lot of newspapers for her.
When you do these nice little things for her, a woman really appreciates your thoughtfulness. But she may not be able to express her gratitude in words, so don't be surprised if she
jumps up and puts her paws on your knees. This is a really bad habit that a lot of them have, and sometimes it is difficult to break. But try pushing her off and hollering, "No!"
Or you can sprinkle some grated cheese. Well, let's move ahead. I promised to tell you how to make those cute little appetizers. First, you break two eggs and put them
in one ear and out the other. Your girlfriend won't really listen if you talk about football because she really isn't interested. So try to talk about something that she enjoys, like maybe
making a mess on the carpet. Now, don't punish her for this. I know some people might spank her with a fly swatter, but don't do that. A fly swatter is only good for
beating your egg whites until they form soft peaks. Be careful not to overbeat them, or they won't mix well. Now, carefully fold the egg whites into
your old rubber gloves. It's a good idea to wear these when you handle the compost, because this stuff makes rather nasty concoction.
For your romantic dinner. And now for a final word on the dating scene. You don't have to spend a lot of money to go out to some fancy place. Just bring some good wine, and you can have a wonderful evening just sitting around her apartment
coughing up hairballs.
Well, that's about all the education and culture I could take in one sitting.